Here is a special Christmas blessing for our lioness mama tribe and for our children. Welcome back, everybody. I'm going to give you a Christmas blessing today. You know, so many of us have been told in one way or another that we're not bright. Old people say, where did I leave my mind? But young people, it's been brought to my attention, are often told that they are stupid, that they lack something in intelligence, that perhaps they're ADD or special ed or SPED or whatever. Particularly, it has been said in my hearing that the people in the projects, those kids are particularly told that, and that they need to get on drugs. And it was alleged that there was actually a conspiracy to get them on drugs. And I don't mean recreational drugs. I mean that the system, the officials of the system, were saying things about children's minds so that these kids were on prescription drugs and therefore necessarily having more problems, but also making a lot of profit for somebody. Well, fooey on all of that. Let's replace that with this scripture. We have the mind of Christ. Replace it. You know, it's very difficult to say, don't think of a red giraffe. No, the way to not think of a red giraffe is to think of a blue hippopotamus. You understand what I'm saying? So we're going to substitute something much better. And so this is what we can take from Christian scripture. We have the mind of Christ. So I'm thinking of 1 Corinthians 2 and 16 for those who want the citation, what we sometimes humorously call the address, for who hath known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him. But we have the mind of Christ. So there is a confession. We have the mind of Christ. So Jesus came as a baby to show us the way, and as a man taught and healed and showed us the way and then died and then was resurrected and praised that we might find the way. So Jesus, as the perfect man, as the exact representation of God, as God incarnate, the second person of the Trinity, we have the mind. That's Jesus, who was anointed the Christ, and we have the same anointing. We have the mind of Christ. Well, that was a trip through theology. I just keep hearing what different people would say from various different theological corners. So let's don't worry about that. The point here is that we're going to overcome the word curses that have been spoken over us that somehow we're less than bright. So here is the blessing. You have the mind of Christ, and there is the strength of it. It's in 1 Corinthians 2 and 16. And there's some other verses that get quoted less often. How about 2 Thessalonians 2 and 2? That ye be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us. Do not be soon shaken in mind, right? Because this year has been tumultuous, but we are not shaken in mind. And you know why? Because we have the mind of Christ. And 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 13, wherefore gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. So back in the old days when everybody wore tunics, and if you wanted to go and do some work, like running around, you took your sash and wrapped it around you tight, so that's girding up the loins, right? Instead of having a bunch of dress flapping around you. So that's what it's talking about. Get your mind together and let's go. Have hope, have faith, because the empowerment of the grace of God. Why? Because you have the mind of Christ. Amen. Okay, and so we have the mind of Christ. So hold on to that and bless yourself by saying that. You're not some dullard, because Jesus wasn't a dullard. Jesus was not slothful. Jesus was not mentally ill, and you have the mind of Christ. So say that. I have the mind of Christ. Teach your child to say that. Okay. So what would the mind of Christ look like? Well, first off, wouldn't it be wise? Wouldn't it be wise? Of course. Of course, Jesus was wise. So claim that wisdom, and I bless you with that wisdom. So bless yourself with words of Scripture. Say, in the words of Psalm 49:3, my mouth shall speak wisdom, and the meditation of my heart shall be understanding. So what are you feeding your mind? Are you meditating on stupid things from television or whatever? No, put good stuff, just like Jesus would put in his mind. Think about the boy Jesus. Think about that, how Mary would have and Joseph would have guided Jesus when he was a baby and a tiny one. So my mouth shall speak of wisdom, and the meditation of my heart shall be understanding. Yes, so meditate on the good, the true, the best, and then you'll have wisdom in your brain. My mouth shall speak wisdom. So I bless you with this and counsel you to say this. Receive that blessing over yourself. My mouth shall speak of wisdom, and the meditation of my heart shall be understanding. And another very famous scripture, Psalm 111, verse 10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his commandments. His praise endureth forever. So in this case, the fear of the Lord is not some sort of craven fear, but good respect, right? Good respect for the King of the universe and for the Maker of all things. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his commandments. His praise endureth forever. How true it is that when we have cast out all kinds of respect and don't respect anything, can't be civil, then things seem to fall apart. And then there is a intimidation that comes, and a tyranny that comes. Let's not have that. Let's have good respect for all things true, beautiful, and lovely. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and a good understanding have all they that do his commandments. His praise endureth forever. Because God made the earth by wisdom. And wisdom cries out to us to show us the way, and to get us away from the foolish guide that would take us down to hell. Let's see what else we can see here. Here's some encouragement. Proverbs 19:8. He that getteth wisdom loveth his own soul, and he that keepeth understanding shall find good. All right, so I bless you with wisdom and understanding. So this verse really, I think, is about understanding. He that getteth wisdom loveth his own soul, but and he that keepeth understanding shall find good. So many people complain and have such great needs is because they didn't think their way out of the problem. They didn't think their way to avoid the problem. So wisdom is a good thing, and keeping understanding is a good thing. So wisdom is based on understanding, and understanding is based on knowledge. Oh, sorry, I realize I'm using King James English. Well, I like it because it's easier for memory work, but yeah, okay. So a lot of you don't know that. Okay, so Psalm, the second chapter, and man, I'm just too much of a scholar to go for something really new like the New Living Translation, but I've got my New American Standard here. So Proverbs 2 really goes into wisdom and understanding and knowledge. So I'm just going to read a few verses here. My son, if you will receive my sayings and treasure my commandments within you, make your ear attentive to wisdom, incline your heart to understanding. For if you cry for discernment, lift your voice for understanding. If you seek her as silver and search for her as for hidden treasures, then you will discern the fear of the Lord and discover the knowledge of God, for God gives wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding. He stores up sound judgment for the upright. He is a shield to those who walk in integrity, guarding the paths of justice, and he preserves the way of his godly ones. Then you will discern righteousness and justice and equity in every good course. Well, there's a lot there that could be broken down and wallowed in and enjoyed, but I am blessing you. I am blessing you with knowledge, with understanding, with wisdom, and discernment. And then you'll have every good course. Your way will be good. Say, I have the mind of Christ. I search for wisdom. I discern righteousness and justice and equity and have every good course. You make your way good when you adopt knowledge, understanding, and wisdom. Amen? That's the point, and I'm blessing you with that. And you have the mind of Christ, so it is easy for you to accept, imbibe, drink in, saturate yourself, and contain this. You're not taught these. You're not given these words. You're given nonsense, foolishness, changing every 2 to 7 seconds. So you're very amused. Divertido, pero not wise. So I'm saying you have the mind of Christ. And don't listen to the fake news that your mind is something else. Hallelujah. Also, I want to bless you with this verse, Proverbs 8 and 12. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence and find out knowledge of witty inventions. So prudence means that you know which thing to choose. I, wisdom, so wisdom is speaking and says that wisdom dwells with prudence, meaning they're housemates. Wisdom likes to live with prudence. Wisdom helps you have prudence, knowing which to choose. And of course, that goes along with what we were just reading out of Proverbs, the second chapter. This is Proverbs, the 8th chapter, right? If you know what to choose, you know what to do. If you have the mind of Christ, you know what to do. Jesus always knew what to do. Isn't that right? There was one time he asked the disciples, like when they were feeding the 5,000. But it says, but he himself knew what to do. So he was just testing them. Jesus always knew what to do. And you can always know what to do. So you just sit down, think more clearly, calm yourself, listen for what God would tell you. You can think your way out of the problem. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence. So you have the mind of Christ, you know what to choose. And the rest of the verse is Proverbs 8 and 12. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence and find out knowledge of witty inventions. Did you know that the mind of Christ would give you witty inventions? New innovations. New technology. And I'm going to say even wit. So the kind of humor that's needed for stand-up comics, the kind of innovations in technology and everything in between. You know, if you're a painter, new process that will show forth beauty. If you're a teacher, a new method to get your point across. Whatever you're called to do. Witty inventions. Wisdom. In fact, Jesus is that wisdom. The mind of Christ gives you witty inventions. And I bless that. I put that blessing on you today. So this is your Christmas gift from me. It is the mind of Christ. That you have wisdom, that you have knowledge, that you have understanding, that you have prudence, that you have witty inventions, because that's all in the mind of Christ. And may you increase both you and your children. Psalms 115, verse 14. May you increase both you and your children. And finally, the greatest blessing I know how to give you is great shalom. Great, like big, shalom. Meaning peace of mind, health, well-being, peace with God, nothing missing, nothing broken, total well-being. And I have said that for so many years. The end of my broadcast. God wants total well-being for all children. That's something that nobody has argued with me about, but I think it's something that's widely overlooked. God wants total well-being for all children, but you have to make up your mind what you're going to receive, because God doesn't decide. No, God doesn't really decide. God doesn't get his way all the time. God wishes that none should perish, but that all would come to saving knowledge, but many don't. So he has let humans have choice in their life. So I'm asking you that you would receive this word of the blessing of the mind of Christ. So this is your Christmas gift this year, that you would receive the blessing of the mind of Christ, that you would speak knowledge and understanding and wisdom over yourself and witty inventions, or over your children if you have to teach your children to do this, right? Great shalom. The King of the universe, the creator of all that is, and Jesus Christ, the exact representation and the model of the mind of Christ that has walked this earth and ever liveth to make intercession. That means he's up in heaven now praying for you. God wants total well-being, great shalom. Where does that come from? Isaiah 54:13, all your offspring shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be their shalom. And I talk about how I was waiting in a hospital waiting room for my daughter to get out of surgery, and my grandchildren were also in the hospital. They'd been in a terrible wreck. And a young woman gave me this scripture verse to pray. But she really blessed me with this scripture verse, pointed this out, and said, yes, yes, of course, originally was spoken to Israel, but it's a promise for all of us mothers. Our offspring, our children, our grandchildren, shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be their shalom. And Jesus quoted that too. All right, and so I give this to you as your scripture to pray over your children, and I give you this blessing in this time when we celebrate the birth of the Christ child, although I know he was probably born close to Passover because there were shepherds in the field, but whatever, we're going to speak of Jesus now, and it is a time of giving, of gifts, and that's a wonderful thing, and so this is my gift to you, is great blessings. You have the mind of Christ, and any curse to the contrary is taken away, blown away into nothing. You have the mind of Christ. May you be blessed. May you increase, both you and your children. And God wants total well-being for your children and my children. Amen. Celebrate the victory. Okay, so it's Christmas time. You know what to do. Give good gifts to everyone around you. Please share this broadcast. We know that on the social media that the Christian message and a lot of truth has been suppressed. And so we need to share double, triple, quadruple. And more than the algorithms to suppress us. Okay, so share with somebody who's interested. You will meet professionals. You will meet other mothers. And they're struggling, and you know it, and we've got the encouragement and are sharing the truth of overcoming learning problems and not disempowering people with foolish stories, nefarious stories about being disabled, okay? And even when there are brokenness, we're going to believe for healing, and we're going to find innovative education. Be part of our Lioness Tribe. So first, I'm asking you to share. Everybody can do that. Share, and not just on social media where it could be manipulated, but in real life. And I would suggest in this time, in this day, we need to work harder to talk with people. It's clear that the powers that be don't want us to talk with each other. So as you're standing in line, talk with the person. As you're walking down the street, make a point to say good morning and have a conversation. Call your friends. Do it extra, okay? Especially at this Christmas time. All right, so share. Share this conversation, share this episode and this broadcast and this idea. Hallelujah. God wants total well-being for all children. Now, then I want to ask you to share your money. Absolutely. I share your money. That's the only way to get this word out more. And it needs to happen a whole lot more than it is. Okay. And also we're support children who are even less fortunate, children who are orphans and who have found a school, but somebody is struggling to keep them fed. And this is really true. People are starving to death right now in places, in schools and orphanages that are run by Christians across the world. So send us some money. You can do that. We help them. And so far, I've been bearing the expense of this cast, and that's not right, but that's what's been happening. So please send some money. You can do that one of two ways. One is on the website at greatshalom.org, also overcominglearningproblems.org. Same website, and there's a PayPal logo, and even if you don't have a PayPal account, you can use your credit card there, or you can do it the old-fashioned way and send a check. Send it to Sharon Sorrels at P.O. Box 971 Cedar Park, Texas 78630. When we will be glad when we get to the point again that we're big enough to make it worthwhile to have a 501c3, but for now, you need to trust God and reason and the universe. So you need to invest in what invests in you, and you need to help others if you've got some wherewithal to do it. This is God did, and this is our tribe. That's what we're doing. So also, of course, participate. Come to the website, make a comment. So the website, overcominglearningproblems.org. I've discovered somebody has a similar website. Or greatshalom.org, which is what we've always been. All right. And it's very easy to comment there. Okay. And pray for us. We'd be happy for that. Pray for us for expansion of this word. We are unique. We are unique. We are needed. What can I say? We're working under the direct direction of the Lord. God said, do it. People said it was impossible. We did it. Here it is. I know I'm helping you, or you wouldn't keep subscribing. All right. So subscribe, share, share some money, and communicate. And this is Sharon Sarles. Oh, did I give you the land address? Okay, let me just do that again. P.O. Box 971, Cedar Park, Texas, 78630. Website greatshalom.org or overcominglearningproblems.org. And this is Sharon Sarles proclaiming that God wants total well-being for all children.